Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I do Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning.
Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Carlin, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad.
So you had been reaching out to us, like everybody on the team, like crazy.
Yeah, I was talking to Carlin yesterday, and cool guy, right?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, dude. And Carlin had said that he thought that he could introduce the news and really crush it, but he was nervous to come on and do it. And I had said, hey, listen, it's going to go like this if you want to come on and introduce the news. The only person who's remotely even going to laugh, if anybody laughs, is going to be damn it, Maureen. In that case, who cares? And anybody else listening is going to be just full of jealousy because they just wish they're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So there's no pressure at all to introduce the news.
That's awesome. Not even a little bit.
No.
You know how this goes, though, right? You've been listening to the show long enough.
Yeah? Since day one.
Okay, so you've been with us almost 15 years now.
14 and a bit, yeah.
Oh, wow. Awesome, dude. Thank you so much. Appreciate the dedication. Yeah, you're the best.
Anytime. You guys are the best, not me.
All right, so we got to get to the news. Carlin, anytime you're ready, bro.
All right. Where are we here? Hey, Mocha.
For the win.
He's not done yet.
I don't care.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the news.
Hey. Yo, Carlin, that was amazing.
Hey.
One take. You are the man.
Thank you.
Can you please do the beginning part again?
No, don't.
Where are we here?
that hurts my feelings. Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Carlin, you're the best. We got to do the news. Have a wicked day.
Man. You too, guys. Have a great one, and thanks so much for everything.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
News break.
Well. I wanted to share some stats here. Do you have those, Shem? The podcast where we ranked on the
oh, yeah,
when we
I
dropped
do.
The
I do
because yep. I looked up something last night because I saw that we were number one in, I don't know, like our main category or
I got
something
you
like
here.
That. Yeah, what is it? Read those to me, please.
So number 15 overall.
Yeah,
which
overall
is overall like yeah. That's all podcast.
Yeah.
That's out of millions.
Well, yeah. No, here I'll tell you exactly how many it's out of. So on Spotify, there's 4.7 million podcasts, and on Apple, there's 2.5 million podcasts on Apple. And,
that's crazy.
And we were 14 or whatever, yeah. Which is really great.
And number one in society and culture.
There we go.
Hey!
Look at that.
I know. I told my wife that we beat This American Life, and she gave me cut eye. It's a favorite show.
Yo, listen. Big up Ira Glass from This American Life. I listened too, but fam, you just got bumped.
Yep.
Put that in your podcast.
Sorry.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Giancarlo Esposito, who is incredible, and he was great in Breaking Bad, and he's great in The Gentlemen, that series on Netflix, the Guy Ritchie show. But he was doing an interview on Sirius and was talking about how where his life was when things were not great and the sort of lengths that he was considering to making sure that his family was going to be taken care of. Listen to this.
First thing that had me think there was a way out was my wife's father, God rest his soul, Pops McManigle, was in insurance. And so I asked her, I started poking around, how much I'm insured for. And then she told me. And my way out in my brain was, I said, hey, you know, do you do you get life insurance to, you know, if someone commits suicide, do they get the bread?
Oh my God.
And my wife said, well, that's kind of tricky. And I went, well, yeah, man. She had no idea why I was asking her this stuff. Yeah. And then I thought, you know, I just started scheming. If I got somebody to knock me off, death through misadventure, they would get the insurance. I had four kids. I wanted them to have a life. Like, it was a hard moment in time. I literally thought of self-annihilation so that they could survive. That's crazy? How low I was.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. That's scary, dude.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Fallout has been renewed for season 2 over at Prime Video,
which is really great.
Yeah. Hey, has anybody watched Baby Reindeer yet on Netflix?
Oh, I have.
No.
Yes.
Is it good?
It's first of all, it is. It's good. It's good.
It's a kid with like antlers, right?
No. That's Sweet Tooth. No, Baby Reindeer is a true story about a guy who had a stalker, and then the relationship sort of and how all that plays out with the stalker, but it's his backstory as well, which is incredibly tragic. And
I don't want to watch that. It's a
very, very good show. But
is it heavy though, topic-wise?
There's a couple episodes that like Catherine like had a hard time like dealing with her life the next day, like just going through life because she had flashes of this one episode.
Why you want to put that in?
So because the crazy thing is, right? So I'm like, I watched the show because I knew it was a true story. But when I'm watching these, I don't read anything about it until the show is done, and then I'm like, what's the real story behind Baby Reindeer? And I don't know if you've done this, Shem, yet, but it's a true story, and it's a tragic story. It's a great show. It's so well written, so well acted. But it's about a guy who had a stalker. And what you find out is the guy who actually lived that life and had that stalker and went through everything he did is actually the guy who stars in the show.
Whoa. For real?
What?
Yeah. So
why would you want to put yourself through that again?
Because he built that story as a one-man show, and he started sort of doing it at festivals and stuff. And then they came to him and were like, this is a great television show. And then so they built it into a TV show, and he's starring in it. But he is basically playing himself and everything that he went through. It's crazy, man.
I'm not watching
it. It is crazy.
I don't know how you do that to yourself.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
Certain level of strength to go through that. Yeah. Trauma again.
Yeah, but it's a very, very heavy show. It is a brilliant show, but it's incredibly heavy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Nicki Minaj was in Toronto last night and had like nothing but praise for the fans.
I just got off stage, and I'm not gonna lie, this might be one of my favorite shows of all time. Not even on Gag City, but Gag City Toronto just like, I mean, really was next level. I enjoyed myself from start to finish. Everything about these people were just dope. And they they transmitted that energy to us.
Well, yeah, Toronto's got nothing but love for Nicki.
Right.
That's amazing. She got night two. It's tonight.
Is that what it is? Two nights. Where's the show?
Scotiabank.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Wow, damn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do we have time for Zendaya real quick?
Always.
So Zendaya talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how great life is as Zendaya, but also it helps a little bit when your boyfriend is Spider-Man.
Have you ever received a speeding ticket or a moving violation?
I have not.
Oh, good.
I've gotten close.
What happened?
Tom and I were rushing to a spin class.
Okay.
With my mother. I was not going to do the spin class. He was going to do the spin class.
What?
Because I don't do that. we were going a little fast. We were running late. And they recognized that he was Spider-Man. And we were fine. We got a warning. And everything was okay.
Well, he's a crime fighter, of course. There's a community there. All right. Well, on that subject, spiders. Do you kill them or release them?
I release them.
Yourself?
I cannot.
Lies.
Okay.
I don't have the heart to do it.
No, I killed three spiders in the house yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you find the one in your car?
Good for you.
No. I actually forgot about that one. Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
NHL playoffs over the weekend. Hurricanes over Islanders. Panthers over the Lightning. Jets won a wild one over the Avalanche. 7-6. Jesus.
Great game.
Canucks over Predators, Rangers over the Capitals, Boston over Toronto. I heard a crazy stat. I was watching a Steve Dangle clip, man. I heard a crazy stat, which is in the last 8 playoff games, so going back to last season, including this one against Boston on Saturday, in the last 8 playoff games, the Leafs have not been able to score more than 2 goals. In the last 8 playoff games. And they won a series.
Yeah. Listen, you got some work to do, guys.
Bro.
You got some work to do. Just score.
That's it. Just score.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just score.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
David Beckham posted a clip from Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party where it was all the gals from the Spice Girls at a private club standing there singing. Now, okay. The headlines are Victoria Beckham gets back together with the Spice Girls to perform. Okay. They played the song and they all stood there and did the dance and like lip sync. Like when I play this for you,
yeah,
this could be the Spice Girls playing at any party.
Okay. The hell?
You just have to trust me on this, that they were all there. Okay.
Classic joint, but they were just lip syncing.
they were just, yeah,
the DJ played the song and they were just.
And they all got. They did the dance, though.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, they did the choreography, which is really good. Victoria Beckham wrote, "Best night ever. Happy birthday to me. I love you all so much. Hashtag spice up your life."
Uh-huh.
And then David wrote, "I mean, come on." David Beckham also suing Mark Wahlberg for, I guess, screwing him over.
For what?
So back in 2021, David signed on to be a brand ambassador for Wahlberg's fitness company, F45.
Yeah.
And he's now saying that because of that, he was out $10 million because he was supposed to receive stock in the company as part of the deal. But I guess he didn't receive that until the company had already tanked.
Oh.
So he was out like the 10 mil that he thought he was going to get. Terrell Owens, former NFL star, is also suing Mark Wahlberg for the exact same thing. Because
you said F45?
Yeah.
But doesn't F45
training
still exist? I see them all over the place.
Yeah, but I guess like they're not worth what they thought they were going to be worth.
Oh, okay.
But Terrell Owens is also suing Wahlberg for $700,000 because I guess that's what he thought he would have been entitled to. Ooh. For the same reason.
Yeah, I still see those spots around.
Jeez. What is F45? I don't even know what that is.
It's like a gym, like a circuit gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Like a...
Circuit training. So you go from station to station, you do different workouts.
But is it like a machine or is it a place?
It's a place.
Yeah. It's an actual gym.
There's locations all over.
I got it. And like, what do you do there?
Just exercises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changes all the time.
What makes it special, though?
Mark Wahlberg owns it.
Nothing.
Nothing else makes it special.
It's just, though. I guess, like the camaraderie amongst the people who are there, encouraging right. each other, the trainers who are there
the
pushing.
Who wants camaraderie when you're going to the right. gym?
I mean, I kind of like it.
Oof.
What? I like it.
Okay.
wow. How do you feel about camaraderie in terms of life?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Morgan Wallen finally addressing his throwing a chair off a bar in Nashville and almost hitting a couple police officers. So his statement,
finally addressing or yeah, finally being allowed okay, based yes. on lawyers.
So his statement that he tweeted out reads, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with the Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs." I guess that was the bar.
Mm-hmm.
"I'm not proud of my behavior and I accept full responsibility." He goes on to say, "I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change."
I thought you were going to say there's going to be no chairs.
No. Could you imagine?
I don't want to get tempted.
And he did say this on stage over the weekend.
"When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. Never gave up on me, and there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight."
Look at Maria's face when Morgan Wallen starts talking.
blinders, right? Too.
Complete.
You know what I mean? Complete blinders.
Yeah, no, Maria, you can't hide.
Complete blinders.
Like as soon
we have cameras in here.
Yeah, yeah, as soon as.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then.
Crying now.
Telling the rowdy high school day stories.
But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me.
Go, Coach Davis.
And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
One person in this building right now. Her name is Maria.
Total blinders, huh, Maria?
Yeah, it's okay.
Total blind. Like, he can do no wrong.
None. He can be a murderer.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah, Maria's sitting there pitching, already picturing what he looks like in a jumpsuit.
Like, go visit him.
Oh, God. Doesn't matter. I already know he looks good in orange. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay. I can fix him.
Yeah. Fix him. Okay. Okay, Maria.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Taylor Swift's, we had so much going on Friday that we didn't get to do a lot of the Taylor Swift stuff because we were down doing breakfast television and everything else, and Climax was in here doing the mix. But everybody was talking about the Thank You Amy track, which is the Kim Kardashian diss track. So the Thank You Amy, the K, the I, and the M in Thank You Amy are all capitalized, so it just reads Kim. Here's a little bit from the track if you want to take a listen.
Scream you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing. But I can't forget the way you made me heal. I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day, your kid comes home singing. A song that only us two is gonna know is about you, cause all that time you were throwing punches, it was all for nothing. And our town, it looks so small from where
we are. There you go. Thoughts on that, Mocha?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. No, any thoughts on it being about Kim?
Oh, yeah, it was about
your opinion on the song.
It was bound
Nobody
to happen.
Cares about the song.
Taylor's very smooth like that. Like
there's
she
a lot
all,
of them.
Yeah, she does this all the time. I'm always here for it.
Does it not feel a little late for that though, for the Kim Kardashian thing to
Maybe,
you?
Maybe, but
a little
there's,
bit.
There's been like this whole album, there's a lot of diss tracks. Apparently there's one for like Fernando Alonso, the F1 driver.
Yeah.
That's like another one that people are like freaking
out
about.
Their little romance was like a couple hours. Like I don't think he's song worthy.
But there's a few lines.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He's not even worth a few lines.
Yeah. Yeah,
that relationship was like nothing.
Imagine Taylor tells you you're not worthy enough for mention.
I mean, why? You got to go through all that stuff and get dumped publicly and humiliated and you don't even make a song? Poor Alonzo. Spotify revealed on Friday that the Tortured Poets Department had become the first album in history to pull in 200 million streams in a single day.
Wow.
Then they updated that on Saturday to say, no, it was actually past 300 million streams. Damn. On top of that, Fortnite, the track with Post Malone.
Oh, I love that song.
Set the record as the Spotify's most streamed song in a single day, which topped Adele's Easy on Me from back in 2021. So there you go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but 90 Day Fiancé star Big Ed. Remember Big Ed?
Yeah.
Big Ed and Liz broke up again.
Oh.
And the wedding is off. He canceled the wedding without even telling her.
No!
By the way, this is the 15th time they've broken up.
No!
15 times.
I thought this was the moment for them.
I know. They have the most. We'll get to the reason they broke up in a second, but I just want to play a little clip of what could possibly be the most toxic relationship on television.
Ed, you've been single for 29 years, and I'm still teaching you how to kiss. You don't know anything.
Because you're just mean. You're just mean.
I mean?
I don't want to be around you.
You're insecure.
You're mean. You're saying meanful, hateful things to me. You call me fat. You tell me I have a small... Whatever.
Because you called me fat.
I never called you fat.
Yes, you did. And you don't have a reason to call people fat, by the way.
All I said was this. It makes no sense to go to the gym and then go to 7-Eleven and eat nachos.
I don't eat nachos.
Yes, you do.
No, literally. There's 8 TV dinners down there that you eat every night.
I know. And I also eat pie, and I have a sweet tooth. I'm overweight, too.
You could even fit into your... Am I overweight, Ed?
Why are you using the...
Am I overweight?
No.
So yeah. 15 times they've broken up. So this all came to a head when they got into a massive argument, a huge blowout over taco pasta.
What? What the hell is taco pasta?
It's Ed's signature dish, taco pasta.
Is it? I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it like a pasta? A taco shell that you then stuff with like spaghetti and sauce, or
yeah,
is it like a bowl of pasta and then you take the taco shell and maybe break it up and mix it with the pasta and maybe some of the traditional
pasta,
taco fixins go in there?
I don't think there's taco shell. I think it's pasta with just all the taco stuff on it.
It's interesting that you bring this up because his recipe has been published many times before because it's apparently famous. So it is you take meat, taco seasoning, garlic, chilies, stock, all of that stuff. Mm. You put that in a pot. And then you just sort of let that simmer. So it's 1.5 pounds of hamburger and taco seasoning, one onion, one bell pepper, 3 Roma tomatoes, 1 clove of garlic, salt and pepper, and spicy ranch dressing.
Damn it.
Okay. And then it's 2 cartons of beef broth, cheese, and then pasta noodles. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And you put all that in a pot, and you just let it cook until the pasta noodles are soft enough to eat. And then you serve
and die.
Yeah. Yes, but that was the blowout. It was over taco pasta because Ed made it too spicy, and somebody who was over for dinner did not like that, and then they got into a giant blowout because Ed was calling them soft, and then
you want to talk,
and
bro.
then Liz took offense to that, and that is what ended the relationship. So Ed actually, for this most recent breakup, he canceled their wedding without even telling her.
That's so bad. Damn, Ed.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The winning $70 million Lotto Max ticket was sold in Toronto.
I did not buy a ticket.
Neither did I.
Anyone else here?
No.
Maria. You did? Chuck?
Yeah, I didn't win. But
Maury, did you buy?
2 weeks ago.
But not on Friday, though.
No.
Damn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions were announced on American Idol. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, Tribe Called Quest. So congratulations to everybody there. Hey.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of 3 teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
The U.S. House passed legislation Saturday that would ban TikTok in the United States if its Chinese-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the app is going away anytime soon. I wonder if we're going to have like TikTok day trippers from the U.S. wanting to cross the border.
Oh, absolutely.
To use our TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't make money off it because we can't make money off it in Canada.
No, but just to be able to use it.
Yeah. So the modified measure now gives the company 9 months to sell with a possible extension of 3 months if there is a sale in progress. TikTok, as we know, has lobbied hard against the legislation, pushing their 170 million U.S. users to spam call members of Congress, which backfired because it just pissed everybody off. And all the lawmakers were like, fine.
Who's going to buy it, though?
Oh, there's a lot of companies that might
catch
buy
a lot
it.
Of heat.
Like, for what?
TikTok just catches heat all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to absorb all those problems?
Well, they you absorb the problems, but you also absorb the revenue, right?
Yes,
like TikTok is a crazy moneymaker. It's an insane moneymaker, but they just want a U.S.-based company that is not filtering people's information going back to the Chinese government. Yeah. That's the whole reason behind it, right?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Quickly before we go, there was something else I wanted to do. Hold on now. It's Machine Gun Kelly's birthday today.
Cool.
34.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody cares about that at all.
Maybe he does.
I think maybe, right? And then hockey tonight, Leafs game 2 against Boston is happening tonight.
It's Passover.
Is it Passover more?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah.
Happy Passover, everybody. And what does that mean? You can't watch the hockey game, or no, you can still watch the hockey game?
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Passover?
Why?
Really?
Because you're doing the Seder.
Is it a no TV holiday? I didn't know that.
Well, you're doing the Passover. Seder. You're saying all the prayers.
But can how long that does that last
for? Can you do that days? Before?
Days.
Days?
8 days.
You don't do that.
I do night one.
For how long?
A few hours.
You do
what's
for
a few? No, you don't. You liar.
No,
you don't
once the meal is served hours. On page 78, and then I go home. And
who are you doing Passover?
I'm
with?
Going to my Aunt Susie's.
And what time is this happening?
She's starting dinner at 4.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Amazing. Yo, big up Aunt Susie.
What's she?
I love
what's
that.
She serving at 4 o'clock?
Well, we're doing soup, and then all the prayers, and then we wait a few hours before the
You're
main meal.
You're going to somebody's house for soup?
Wait, soup, and then matzo? Pause. And then prayers for how long?
For like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
If somebody ever said, hey, you want to come over tonight? I'm like, yeah, cool. What to do what? And they're like, soup and prayer. Bro. Come on now. And then what, is there a meal after the soup or no?
There's a meal, yeah.
Oh, what's she serving there?
Gefilte fish.
Oh,
fish soup and prayer?
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Anne Hathaway opened up to V Magazine about her experience back in the early 2000s of being asked to kiss 10 guys for a chemistry read. She says, I was told we got 10 guys coming in today and you're cast. Aren't you excited to make out with all of them? She says, I thought it sounded gross, and I was young and terribly aware of how easy it was to lose everything, being labeled difficult, so I just pretended. I was excited, and I went with it. She goes on to say that back then, though, it was considered very normal. She says, it wasn't a power play. No one was trying to be awful or hurt me. It was just a very different time, and now we know better. So,
how do I get in on
10
that?
10 guys. That's how Mocha got this job. You'll hear all about it in episode 2 of the History of Roz and Mocha. Drop it tonight at midnight. All about it, the whole story.
Yep. Title for that episode is called simply 10 Guys.
But it was, that's how it was back in the day, though, right? Like, they would do these chemistry tests with these actors, mm-hmm. and they would just, like, put them on 2 chairs in a room and go, okay, kiss, we need to see if you guys have, like,
that's got to be awkward, though.
What if you match with, like, 2? Do you have to then do, like, 2?
Keep practicing.
The yeah. same time?
No, I think that I think that they would probably talk to the actor at that point, and then mm-hmm. and then also the casting director would get in there to just like figure out like who meshed physically the best, and yeah, it's wild.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The roast of Tom Brady is going to be a live event on Netflix. Here is Kevin Hart,
the man, the arena. The roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No f***ing problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live. Hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
Oh, what's that?
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
That's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Jeff Ross will be there.
Yeah, he was in that clip.
They're going to get some of it, some of his old like teammates, you think? It's going to be weird. The only thing I find
weird Gronk
is
will
when
be there.
Gronk, yeah.
Love Gronk.
He makes sense because he's a character.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they get other athletes who like don't do this, the entertainment stuff,
yeah,
is when it gets, even if the jokes are written for them, is when it gets a little bit boring.
The interesting thing will be how they handle the Giselle stuff, because like, mm-hmm. do you go to Giselle and say, hey, listen, this is huge. It's on Netflix. We're going to be making a lot of Tom and Giselle breakup jokes. Are you okay with this? Because if she's not okay with it, and then that then isn't a part of the roast, it'll sort of feel unfinished.
Do you have her there to roast?
No,
they've done that before.
You guys
that's
think
that's
if she was there to roast?
Before.
Oh my God. Any girl would sign up to do that.
Yeah, but I don't. But like, but I don't know how it ended between them. Like, I don't know. Like, what was the circumstances? Did he muck around? Like, what happened?
No.
It was at a butt of his retirement.
Oh, that's right. He said, "Guess what? I'm going to be home from now on." And she was like, "No, you're not."
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it was.
She'll be there.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian on with Kimmel last night. So Kimmel, during his monologue, does like a huge thing about the Taylor Swift song and Kanye and Kim and the diss track and everything. But then Kim comes out to do the interview and no mention of it.
And you apparently lived on the same block as Madonna.
Oh, yeah,
Madonna.
She was my next door neighbor when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
So did you know?
I was her dog walker.
You were?
Yeah. Courtney and I would walk her dog after school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in exchange for
is this interesting
jewelry.
At all?
It's not that interesting, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, what kind of jewelry are we talking about here?
It was like she was transitioning out of, like, the 80s neon phase.
Cool.
Okay.
And so one day she just walked downstairs and handed us a shoebox of all these, like, neon bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney and I went to school, and everyone was like, oh, my God, I love your bracelets. And we were like, thanks, Madonna gave them to us. And everyone was like, no.
She talks about Halloween after
that's
that. But no no mention of the song. Not that I think that Kim needs to go on and do anything.
No,
but to fully just ignore it after Kimmel did it in the monologue.
Even if Kimmel just said, hey, did you hear the new Taylor Swift album?
Thank you.
Just that.
Right? Because I guess Kim Kardashian, I think they said she lost 100,000 followers after that song came out. People track that kind of stuff.
Oh.
I don't know, I guess. Yeah. Is that what they do? They track all
that?
Do
you follow that stuff closely, Maria?
No.
Like who
but
follows and unfollows? And
no, I honestly could care less.
No, but people very much do, though.
Yeah, she lost 100,000 followers right after the song came out. Plus, and it's been adding since from what I see here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. So I don't know.
I lost 20 followers yesterday.
Well, see, there you go. But yes, no, it was a very boring Kim K interview with absolutely no mention of.
They must have said to Jimmy, like, don't ask.
Of course they did.
Better not ask. He's like, well, give me something.
Of course.
He's like, okay, 80s Madonna?
Yeah.
Neon bracelets?
I know.
Used to walk the dog?
I know.
I was the coolest kid at school?
I know. And you almost have to say, hey, you don't want to talk about this. And she goes, yeah. Like, you almost have to acknowledge that you are not going to talk about it as opposed to just ignoring it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, did you see that video of those guys stealing all that liquor from that store and that other guy tried to stop him? They just had like bags and bags and bags.
No, where did this happen?
In Etobicoke.
So what happened? Like at LCBO?
Yeah. So
who had bags?
So I guess the policy is that employees are instructed to just not intervene in any way if somebody steals anything.
A lot of stores are like that.
Yeah, I used to work at the beer store the same way.
Same thing, right? Yep. And then, so what happened was, is these guys, like, they loaded up this bag, right? And I don't mean like a bag. Like, the size of an IKEA bag?
Mm-hmm.
So they loaded that. It was two people carrying it.
Okay.
And it was just loaded full of bottles. And then a customer tried to stop them. Right? He was just like, yo, what are you doing? And he tried to stop them. And they were like, got into a tussle. And I think one of them might have had a knife. And then the employees in the store are yelling at the guy to stop, trying to stop them. But that's the problem, right? Is that people act in situations like this where you see somebody doing something wrong. And, you know, as a citizen, you want to, you know, some people are going to jump in and try and prevent whatever's happening, right? Like, I don't know what else you do. But you can't just let people do that.
No.
Yeah, but it's like, dangerous if you don't, if you get involved.
Yeah, you never know. Like, that's the risk that you're taking, because you just never know.
You never know. But you assume, like, if you're a civilian, right, in that situation, and you just act, right? Like, you see somebody who is just not, you know, being a good citizen, and they're walking in with a giant bag. Like, when you act in that situation, I think that in the back of your head, you think that if you're the first, you won't be the last. I think that you think that other people
are going to
go in and give you backup, right? And this guy had no backup.
What do these jabronis look like?
I don't know.
It was two men and a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it
was
three people.
Were they big?
Like,
they were wimps.
No.
They were wimps?
Yeah. I think that's probably why the person stepped into action, figured I could take these guys.
Yeah. But I guess like one of them might have had a knife or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how I would react in that situation. I don't know.
Away. I think it depends on the crime, right? Like, there's something really makes you angry when you see somebody stealing from somebody else, even if it's a massive corporation, right?
Oh, yeah.
People are just watching, though. If you watch the video, like, they're just watching them.
Yeah.
So nobody had this guy's back?
No, nobody did. Nobody
like two of them were holding one bag at the same time.
No other customers had this guy's back.
The employee was like, sir, stop. Yeah. It was really crazy.
I'd be looking around and be like, yo, help me out here, everybody.
I know.
You losers.
Locks the doors right away.
They don't do that. They just let him walk.
Whoop some ass.
I know. They just let him walk. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. It's a tough call, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The new trailer for was it Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh my god!
Is that what dropped yesterday?
This trailer was so high. I got me hyped.
You like Deadpool, huh?
No, I actually do not like Deadpool. No? I did not like the first movie.
What? Yeah.
And
I'm not a fan either of Deadpool.
And I did not watch the second. But this let me tell you, this Deadpool Wolverine. This is gonna save Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah,
this one is going to save Marvel. I am so hyped.
Could reset.
So hyped.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the f*** out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Oh, Wolverine, yes.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go. Oh, whiskey with the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
And it is rated R.
There's so much swearing.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because the trailer is cut perfectly. It's divided like 50-50 of Deadpool and Wolverine battling, like, I don't know, evil, but then also fighting each other. Mm-hmm. It's like they fight each other as much as they battle evil.
It's so, and the writing in it is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
I cannot wait. I need to.
When does it release again?
July 26th. I gotta watch that movie. First day it comes out.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Madonna's getting sued by more concert goers.
Good.
These ones from Washington, D.C. Three ticket buyers are accusing Madonna of breaking the law by arriving, 2 hours late to her show.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Madonna was scheduled to take the stage at 8:30. She didn't hit the stage until 10:30, according to the filing obtained by Rolling Stone. The D.C. fans said that they felt deceived and had to, quote, leave the concert early prior to the concert. Prior to it finishing, depriving them of experiencing the complete concert that they had paid to see. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they accused Madonna of maintaining a, quote, hot and uncomfortable temperature in the venue during her performance. They also say that she lip-synced too much during her performance.
Sounds about right.
The disgruntled concertgoers declared that these alleged actions represent Madonna's arrogant and total disrespect for ticket holders.
Facts.
In essence, they say Madonna and Live Nation are a customer's worst nightmare, is what the lawsuit says.
You know, if you're going to a later show, you know from social media what to expect. These people just want money.
No. They paid good money to see a concert that should start on time.
Where Roz is saying scheduled to go on at 8:30. Where does it say she's scheduled to go on at 8:30?
Well,
the ticket says 8:30. That doesn't mean she goes on at 8:30.
In the fine print, there usually says like when the concert begins. And if the concert begins at 8:30, they're meant to start at like
there's a drag
time.
Queen show at 8:30.
Yeah, but that's when the show, and then you sort
that's
of do
part
the,
of the show.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
You're
not going to win this argument where she's 2 hours late.
Yeah.
She's 2 hours late. Yeah. Right?
Over and over again.
When you walk on stage at 10:30, right? Like that's 2 hours late. And then she gets on stage, apologizes for being late, and then says, no, actually, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not sorry.
Oh, screw you, Madonna.
Right? I know countless people who had the time of their lives.
Sure. Who didn't have to catch a train?
My friend Trevor.
Yeah, my friend Trevor. Well, my friend Trevor.
What's Trevor's number? Let me call him right now.
Yeah.
I don't know his number.
Oh.
But he's your friend.
Actually, I think I do.
Super close.
Shem knows Trevor.
I think I have Trevor's number.
Why do you know Trevor? Hold on a second.
Yeah, Trevor was the...
Shem, did you also have a really good time with him?
Here, bring me your phone.
I have his number right here.
Here, come here.
Who is this guy? Do we even know him? Has he been vetted?
Vetted.
You know what I mean? We can't just put people on the show.
I've never heard of Trevor in my life.
Trevor's a real person. Oh. He's not wrong.
He's an old person?
No, he's not wrong. He's a real person. Planner. Wedding planner, yeah.
He's a wedding planner?
Yeah.
That's a big job, man. Wedding planner.
He was great at it.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah. That was the best
Call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Ah, damn it, Trevor! What the hell, bro?
come on. Yeah, he sounds like he had a real great time, Moore. Real great time.
Yeah, your quote-unquote friend, Trevor. Yeah,
he's still busted up about it.
Uh-huh. Please. Uh-huh. Just as real as Ross's two best friends.
Shut up, Carl and Francis.
Stop it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I guess there's a Twitter user named Crackhead Barney and Friends. They go out in a diaper with tape over their breasts, and I guess she smears like white makeup all over her face, mm-hmm. and then she just causes scenes in public. And yesterday, this whack job was in a coffee shop, and Alec Baldwin was in the coffee shop. And so I'll set this up here. So in the video, what you're seeing is Alec Baldwin trying to order a coffee, mm-hmm. trying to ignore the person yelling at him. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, Alec Baldwin goes over and opens the door to let the person out. And then he's looking at the employees to be like, can you get her out of here, please?
Yeah.
And then Crackhead Barney and Friends keeps taunting Baldwin, talking about Palestine. And then you're going to hear a crunch at the end. And it's at the very end when Alec Baldwin like punches the phone.
Oh, really?
Okay, so here's how that went down.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time?
Oh.
No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
No jail time, Alec.
Wow.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time.
Please.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Whoa. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. Please say it. One time.
Oh, okay. Yo, do me a quick favor.
Yeah, he was not having any of it, man.
So is this person, like, is she known? Like, is this the gimmick? She's known for doing this kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah, just going out and causing a ruckus.
Usually she's seen in the videos, but she's not seen in this one.
She's not. Yeah, it's just, she's just shooting Alec.
You could tell Alec is, like, really trying to keep his cool.
Which is, he's got, like, a wick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's as small as Maury. Hey.
Don't laugh, Mocha. We're the
but
same
the
height.
Best part is that she's telling people that he attacked her.
Oh, yes.
But
oh,
it's like
yeah.
You,
but it's all documented right here.
Yeah, like you were like, harassing
it's,
him.
It's crazy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO. Man, I this is one of those, I know your heart's in the right place, but you're not helping.
Oh, no. What? What'd they do to my Jelly Roll?
No, like, so she's talking about why Jelly hasn't been on social media in a while, and she does this on TikTok. But, like, not everybody needs to know everything about everybody's business and why they do things and why they don't, and you're just not helping.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And, like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. We're not. Enough is enough. Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally.
No, that's not her story to tell.
No, don't say your husband got off social because he's tired about being bullied. About his
dare
weight.
Talk about my Jelly Roll.
But her heart was in the right place.
Do you think that they had a conversation though before she said that?
No. I think they probably did, but not about her saying this publicly. It's like when you would have somebody who's picking on you, and like your mom would show up and they're like, you want to pick on somebody, pick on me. And you're like, oh mom. Just you're not helping.
I remember
right?
my mom tried to do that once.
You're not helping.
When I was in grade 9, this one kid I had beef with in the neighborhood, Damien.
Yeah.
Man,
you're not helping.
She came outside. I was like, Mom, go inside.
No,
I got
go
this.
Back in.
I was like, it's me and Damien on the driveway. Yes. My mom comes outside to try to save me.
Did she use the line, it hurts, it feels, or whatever it is?
No.
Just, it's so, it's
it
just
was embarrassing.
Just
and then as she goes
private.
Inside, and then Damien's flaming, oh, you need your mom?
Yes, thank you.
Shut
right?
up, Damien.
I know.
You do this out in the streets?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
I've been doing a lot of reading into, because Amazon closed all those ghost stores, right? Remember that the Just Walk Out, right? Amazon's Just Walk Out. So they were these stores, and you were supposed to be able to just go in, tap your thing, get whatever you want, and just leave. Mm-hmm. And Amazon actually like was pitching the Just Walk Out technologies to a lot of places that weren't even Amazon. They were like, we're creating this technology. It's the Just Walk Out tech. And eventually this will be the future.
I'm here for it.
And the problem was, and why they had to close all these stores. And I had no idea about this. So the problem was that the tech never really worked. So Just Walked Out was supposed to let customers grab what they want in, out, and it was all going to be powered via AI surveillance, right? Okay. We knew that there was cameras everywhere and that AI was going to do its thing, and that's how the world was going to work. Mm. So the problem is that you have to train AI, right? We all know that. Like, AI just doesn't exist. AI has to be trained. And if you want to build something where people don't have to stand in line, you have to have people who train the AI. And so each store had over 100 cameras in it, and where the items were in very, very specific locations. But because you have to train the AI, how the Amazon Go stores actually worked was that Amazon had more than 1,000 people in India whose jobs included manually reviewing transactions, video, and labeling images, trying to train the AI, which never worked. So they were now looking at the Just Walk Out program required 700 human reviews per 1,000 sales. There was no AI.
It was human beings.
It was a call center in India. People looking at surveillance footage going, that's where they keep the ham and cheese. That's where they keep the Coke. That's where they keep this. That's why everybody was getting their receipts so late, was because it was people.
Or you have people in the store that can just scan for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? The Apple store, they have, like, because I use the Apple app.
Yes.
So I can go into the store, and if I need something like a phone case or a charger, I just walk up to the wall.
Yes.
Grab that thing, scan it with my phone,
right.
Hit Apple Pay, and then I'm out.
Yes. But you pay for it.
I pay for it there.
That's the difference.
Then how does the grocery stores work where there's no people and you walk out and it charges you right away? There are grocery stores that do that here.
What grocery stores?
Aisle 31 or aisle 51 or whatever
it's called. Is it part of this program? Is it the Amazon thing? Because
it's its own separate thing, but it's AI. Like, somehow they made it work.
So what, you leave and then you get a bill later?
It instantly charges your credit card or whatever.
No, but what Roz is saying is with Amazon, you don't get charged until way later. It doesn't happen that day.
Right, so
it
maybe they should learn from aisle whatever it
is. I don't
is.
Know, man, but that's why they scrapped it, because it was people. It was guys.
So dumb.
It was a call center.
And they were getting no credit for their job.
It was a call center.
That's so dumb. What a fail, Amazon.
It's probably because of the theft thing that they're trying to figure out.
Sitting there looking at monitors, going, is that a muffin? Looks like a muffin.
Yeah.
What is that, banana? What do you get like there? What is that? Two bananas and one banana.
That guy just took a Honeycrisp apple.
Yes.
And he tapped that he got a Red Delicious. We all know Honeycrisp is more expensive.
Yes. You know, it's like somebody grabs a bag of chips, right? And you can't see the label. And they're like, turn it around. Come on, turn it around.
Do you think they had an intercom? Maybe they had an intercom. Please turn that around.
And then you log, right? Like, that's all it was. It was just guys.
What a fail.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
A photographer says that Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her and another woman do it.
What?
In a car.
Yo. What?
And now he's suing her. So a guy named Emilio Garcia is suing Megan, claiming that this happened back in the back of an SUV in 2022. And afterwards, she warned him not to tell anyone about it. He also says that Megan fat-shamed him, verbally abused him, and underpaid him. Because of all this, he now says that he suffers from, quote, profound emotional distress, mounting anxiety, depression, and physical distress stemming from the toxic work environment. Don't know how much he's suing for, but the interesting part is that the lawyer that he's using to sue Megan Thee Stallion is also the same lawyer who is representing the backup dancers who are suing Lizzo for harassment.
Wow.
So Yeah, I don't know. I guess like they were just in an SUV and he was working with Megan Thee Stallion. He claims
documenting,
like,
taking photos,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like her social guy or like her personal photographer, whatever it was. And then I guess stuff happened in the SUV and he was there. And I guess she's maybe just used to having him around all the time, or like staff, you know, you keep your mouth shut or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, he was like, I really wish I didn't have to see that. But who knows? Who knows?
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone there was a big interview they did with TMZ. I watched a lot of clips from it. It's really great. They get into a lot of cool stuff, but then they did it together, right? And one of the questions comes up is, who is on your action hero Mount Rushmore? So assuming Stallone is there and Schwarzenegger is there.
Who else?
Who are the other two? Huh. And so this is, so yeah, I'll ask you first, Mocha. So who is on, first of all, who's on yours, on your action hero Mount Rushmore?
The Rock, Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone, and Schwarzenegger.
You are high.
Wow.
You are high.
Oh, why? Did you pick Steven Seagal?
You are high.
Why?
You are way.
Oh, no.
My God.
Who? Who am I missing?
Bruce Willis?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing Bruce Willis.
Tom Cruise?
Oh, I forgot about Tom.
Oh, I'm missing Van Damme.
Van Damme?
Oh, Jet Li? Or Jackie Chan? That's what I meant.
Jackie Chan. But like, let's think of
can
those
I have two
like
Mount Rushmore the side by side.
No, you
can
cannot.
Can they build them both next to each other?
No, you cannot. Anyway, here is Stallone and Arnold.
Oh wow, that's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Reg Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
It's interesting.
Who's on your Rushmore, right?
I mean, like, because I always go to that one general. Because when the action hero was born, I look at every other action hero as playing from their sort of same playbook. So you could say The Rock, although I don't think The Rock's movies, like his action-y movies, are, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
Right? I think they're fine. I think that you could make an argument, definitely, Stallone has to be there, Schwarzenegger has to be there. They invented it. I would say for the time, Bruce Willis has to be there. Tom Cruise is really undeniable for everything. He's still doing it.
Yeah.
And he's like in his 60s. Somebody brought up a really good point, though, and they were like, don't sleep on Keanu Reeves. Because he's been doing that forever, too. Speed? You remember Speed?
Mm, yeah.
Right? Like, he had a lot of...
Just to be clear, Speed 1 only.
Speed 1 only. Yeah, okay. No. Well, he was named in Speed 2.
Yeah, I'm not talking... Right? Oh, yeah, it was only Sandra Bullock on Speed 2, right?
I don't even know.
Wasn't she in Speed 2?
No, he
was in Speed 2, wasn't he?
No, it was...
On the boat?
No, it was the other actor.
I didn't watch
that one. He didn't do it. No. But a lot of people have given some love for Jackie Chan, although he didn't come out of that sort of Hollywood thing, and people kind of tuned into Jackie Chan.
Somebody just texted and said, yo, Chuck Norris.
Harrison Ford? Yeah, Harrison Ford. A lot of people saying Harrison Ford. Different kind of action hero, but still, Harrison Ford back in the day was the same sort of action hero that like Liam Neeson is now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally. Right? Like older guy. Like Harrison Ford always seemed like an older guy. But interesting, though, that he would put Clint Eastwood on there.
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale.
What? No.
No.
Name me an action movie starring Christian Bale, because I can't.
Well, Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, duh.
Name me one.
There you
name
go.
Name me one action movie starring Christian Bale.
I'm like,
name
really?
Name me one.
Yeah. All the Batmans. Okay, yeah, you're right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, I got to play this clip of Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. Whether you like them or not as a couple, and I know Jenny's sort of a lightning rod with her views on a lot of things, vaccines and whatnot, but they were on with Drew Barrymore, And they talk about
New Kid on the Block.
Yeah, they talk about how when they're not in the same city together, mm-hmm. when they go to bed, they like FaceTime, fall asleep with each other, and I just guess like keep the phones there all night.
Aww. Is it true about the FaceTime?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
about.
That you guys sleep together on FaceTime.
Yeah, I'm away most of the year working. She goes to LA and films The Masked Singer. I go to New York and film Blue Bloods. We live in Illinois. But we now have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. So whoever's going to sleep first just calls the other one. We spend the whole night together when we're not together. And look, that's not that we're insecure or that we need to do this. We love to do it.
Oh, I get nothing but positive vibes from
and
that.
I love my wife.
You're the first person making me think technology is a good thing.
It's good. It's great.
I'm down with that.
I like
Shem,
that.
Shem couldn't do that with that mask.
No.
Your girl wake up thinks she's watching Saw.
Shem, you need me to call 911? Who got you? Who's in that room with you? Jigsaw there? Do you see him?
You gotta FaceTime somebody just to watch them almost die every minute and a half.
Jeez. I was in... She thinks like acid is going to fly through that mask.
Shem, you're dying again. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Shem, you died again.
Oh, I'm never being vulnerable on this radio again.
Yeah. You have to start bringing your mask to work.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like you need it right now, dog.
That's going to be a hot Halloween costume.
Oh my God. The Shem starter pack, black hoodie and black hoodie and a sleep apnea mask.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I guess Kanye is going to launch an adult film studio.
What?
He wants to get into that business, and he's partnering up with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, a guy named Mike Maz, who I guess they're going to build sort of like an adult film studio, which is weird because Kanye said that he was addicted to that stuff back in 2019 and said that it destroyed his family. Mm-hmm. And now he's like getting into the business of it. I don't know.
Is he still going to be doing his like Sunday services?
I don't know. I imagine you can do both.
Okay.
In the world of Kanye.
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA Division I history and the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, is set to sign a record deal with Nike, valued to be more than $28 million over 8 years.
Yo, big up Caitlin Clark. Get the bag. Incredible.
That's
incredible.
A big deal, man. Good for her.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Somebody explain to me what the hell went on Vanderpump. Is everybody caught up? Did anybody watch last night?
I did not watch
you
last
did not?
Night.
Okay.
I'm an episode right behind, but okay, I know so, the drama though.
Okay, so let me explain here, because and you know me, I know nothing about this show. Uh-huh. All I know is that every time I see any of them on television, people either love them or they think that they are the devil. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, there's no middle ground.
And it seems like it's the exact same on the show, too. So I guess what happened is that Jax Taylor, who we talked to last week, mm-hmm. was out doing podcasts and stuff, and he started talking badly about Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, okay? The one who started it all.
Saying that she brings nothing to Vanderpump Rules and that at this point she's nothing but a prop. So, I don't know. Last night, Jax Taylor apparently shows up on the show and this goes down between Lisa and Jax.
Okay, she's not needed. Sorry. I mean, I could have hit back in the press and said the only person that wasn't needed in the show was you.
Oh, damn.
I could have said that, but I didn't.
Okay, so here we go. So last 3 years, you haven't checked in on me and my wife. You wrote me off.
You're such a hypocrite.
You wrote me off after 10 years and didn't even check in with me once. If I said something wrong in the heat of the moment, I apologize.
Jack, I wasn't going to say anything. All the that you talk about me, I really wasn't going to bring it up. But when you're putting your name on a flyer about my business, I'd be remiss if I didn't say something to you. You understand what I'm talking about?
I agree.
Okay, moving on.
That's what you get for talking smack.
She
right?
would be remiss.
Talk smack, you can smack back.
You don't mess with Lisa, man.
Oh, I got more. Don't you worry.
Oh, just more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, the red carpet last night, Tom Sandoval, sans mustache. I actually liked the man better with the mustache.
Yeah.
You're always a rat.
Okay, so scandal. So here's here because I want to play you Tom Sandoval, and then I guess Sheena is the appropriate follow up to Tom, right? Okay,
of course.
Okay. So here's a little bit of Tom Sandoval.
All right, Tom, we are approaching a year since your life kind of blew up.
Yeah.
How would you say the Tom that stands here right now has evolved, changed from the Tom you were on March 1st, 2023?
Oh, wow. I think the Tom that was here on March 1st of 2023 was a dude lost in, like, a cyclone. Like, somebody who was just lost in the ocean, like, hanging on to a old wooden door, like in the Titanic. Like, literally just... Yeah, not in control.
And cheating.
No idea.
Wasn't it all his fault, though?
Mm-hmm. And I think now, like...
Okay, you can stop this. But wasn't it, explain the scandal really quickly.
So Scandaval?
Yeah. Oh, Scandaval. Is that what it was?
Scandaval. Yeah. So essentially, Tom Sandoval was dating Ariana for a number of years, and it found out that he was actually having an affair with another cast member, Rachel or Raquel, for about a couple months. Well, 9 months or so.
Okay. And who's Sheena?
The best friend.
Yeah, she's another one of the cast members.
Okay. So Sheena was next on the red carpet, and they paired them she was right behind him on the red carpet for the show. And so here's a little bit of Sheena Shea.
How are you? Tom's 5 feet from you right now. How are you feeling about him these days?
Yeah, you know, it was a long season to get to where everyone is. At the end of the day, we're on a show together. We have a lot of mutual friends. We are in a lot of the same places, but it's never going to be the same.
Yeah, of course not.
Damn.
Scandaval.
So good.
I have so much trauma.
I implore everybody to watch.
Here for it.
Yeah, it's too dirty. Like, it's just like, it's just too many people hate each other.
Yeah, but guess what?
Like, it's just, I can't.
So what?
Like,
it's not just our lives. It's somebody else.
I know, but
just
like,
give into it, Roz.
It's too many people
just
hate.
Just watch the drama.
No, it's just too many people hate each other.
But like, it's so it's
makes
amazing.
Me, it just makes me uncomfortable.
It's amazing. Yo, we should do a watch party.
I'm not.
At your place.
At my house.
Good luck.
Good luck. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ryan Gosling revealed why there was never a sequel to The Nice Guys. Did you ever see The Nice Guys?
Love The Nice Guys.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite Ryan Gosling movie. And I think it's his best performance. And I think it's one of the best characters he's ever played.
Him and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, it was a 70s detective movie. Mm-hmm. Hysterical. And what he says that somebody asked him why there was never a sequel to The Nice Guys. And he says, so much of a sequel, I think, is decided by the opening weekend of a movie. And we opened up against Angry Birds. So Angry Birds destroyed us, and Angry Birds got a sequel. So that weekend they opened, it was also up against Neighbors 2. Mm-hmm. Captain America Civil War was in its second week at the box office.
That movie was so hyped.
So in total it only did $62 million, and they never got the sequel, but I really wish they did do a sequel, because that movie was really, really good.
They would now like kind of revisit, knowing the popularity and how much movie it ended up making.
It was 2016, though, when that movie came out. It was a long time ago.
Oh, you know what? I'm not interested.
Oh, why? Oh, God. How quickly you change.
Yeah. 2016?
Scandal.
Yeah, Scandaball. The Roz and Mocha
Show podcast. Hey, is that Drake track with the AI Tupac still on his Insta?
Yeah, it's still available. Hasn't been pulled down yet.
So he hasn't put it up on the streaming platforms yet, because that's where you start getting into the murky waters.
Yeah.
But this is his whole feud, I guess, with Kendrick, and Drake released a TaylorMade freestyle with AI versions of Snoop and AI versions of Tupac. Here's the Tupac. Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't great in your name and some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. It's Canadian light-skinned dot. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a...
Love it. I'm here for it.
So Drake has now been informed by a lawyer for the estate of Tupac that he has 24 hours to pull the song or face legal action. They say not only is the record a flagrant violation of Tupac's publicity and the estate's legal rights, it is also a blatant abuse of the legacy of one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. The estate would never have given its approval for this use. So
Does Snoop Dogg not care that he's AI in the song?
No, I think he just said he didn't. He went on.
Yeah, he's like, who?
He went
who,
on what? Twitter being like, I'm going back to bed. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's not getting involved in this.
No. I'm here for it. Snoop's great.
I don't know, man. Like, play that. Like, I was listening to Tupac the other day. I was watching something where Tupac was searching on Spotify.
No.
It was a story. I think it was there because something's going on with the guy that killed him. Right? Like he's on trial or he's about to be sentenced or he's on trial or something like that. So there was playing a bunch of Tupac. And then in my feed as well was that old interview that's going viral with Tupac when he was in drama school when he was 17, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that guy in that video is not the guy singing those songs.
No, but he was a different guy
in that acting video. No. That's the guy he is. The Tupac the rapper is a guy he created. That is not the genuine Tupac.
You think the rapper is the persona?
Absolutely.
So you're saying if he was still alive, we would see the real him?
No. I think he was just so into being that. But you don't go from 17 where you're grown, right? You don't go from that video at 17 to the Tupac we hear on albums. No.
To going after Biggie.
Am I wrong?
And Diddy.
Am I wrong?
No, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was about that life, clearly. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. You snitching, Ross?
I'm not snitching. Hey!
Yeah, you are. Listen.
Tupac's
about to hit you.
Hold on. Next. Let me.
At Ross Weston on Instagram and Twitter. And TikTok.
No. All the places.
At R-O-Z-W-E-S-T-O-N.
No.
Profile is public.
No.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
According to a new study, it reveals that the definition of old age is changing compared to previous generations and how people aren't considering themselves old until much later in life. So, Mocha, what would you consider to be, like, if you think old age, give me the age that you would say old age starts.
Like 65.
65.
Yeah.
Shem?
I'm going to go 75.
Okay. Maria?
I'm going to go 70.
70. Damn it, Maury.
60.
60.
That's early.
Jesus. So it was always thought that 65 was considered old age. Not when you are 65, but by people who were like 45. Like they would consider that to be. But now it is actually 75 is when the majority of people.
Oh,
the majority,
just before you're 50.
The majority of people don't consider old age.
How is it,
Maury?
You're in your 50s?
Oh, damn. To start until 75.
That's great. That's amazing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the April 13th episode of SNL with Gosling and Chris Stapleton. This is the one where he did the Taylor Swift song at the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember? So across all platforms throughout the week, that episode pulled in 8.9 million viewers.
Wow.
Their biggest one-week audience since 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, Gosling and Chris Stapleton?
Yeah.
That's a dynamite combo.
It's
right
all
there.
The Taylor fans.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Because, you know, Taylor tweeted about it, or she Instagrammed about it, and all this other stuff. But yeah, monster.
So she put him on the map.
Taylor Swift put Ryan Gosling on the map. Absolutely.
it's like she did with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, everything.
Put him on the map.
That album, Tortured Poets Department, was the first album to surpass 1 billion streams on Spotify in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
wild. It's supposed to get 2.5 million sales in a week, which is
I listened to a little bit of it.
The album? What do you think?
I think she needs to stop working with Jack Antonoff.
Mm.
Oh wow, really?
Because of all the down tempo. Because the one thing, who was I talking to?
Nothing. And I've loved Taylor stuff in the past. Mm. Really loved Taylor stuff.
There's
in the
no
past.
Big like pop anthems. There's no Shake It Off.
There was nothing on it that felt new. And there was nothing on it that felt that she was sort of moving into a new, I don't want to say era, but she didn't sound challenged
it's very much like the Folklore album, like that kind of stuff.
But again, I think that album was great, right? But this is like, I think she needs to work with new people.
Mm.
I think she needs to find people who are going to bring out another sort of, you know, part of her and put her in a new gear and
even that
set
song,
her in a new direction.
Remember that one, oh my God, with the other guy from is it My Chemical Romance? Wow, God, what was the name of that song? You? All right. That up-tempo. Oh my God, we played the hell out of it. What was the name of the song? I think it's called You, isn't it? You. That one?
Is it called You? I don't.
What's the name of the song, guys? Come on.
No, you figure it out, man.
It's called Me.
Oh, Me. That's what it is.
It's Brand Eerie of Panic at the Disco is who you're referring to.
Panic at the Disco. Yes.
Yeah. Hold on here. Play a little bit of that for me.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Do we even have it?
Yes, we played the hell out of it.
Okay, I'm just asking, dude. Jesus.
Taylor Swift. And what's the guy's name?
I'm going to butcher his last name. This is Brendan Urie, I think is how you pronounce it.
You said that right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we not have it here? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Remember this song, guys? I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Yeah, I like this track.
Yeah, it's a wicked song.
I think she needs to start working with new people.
Yeah, we don't have this anymore. This is exactly the way I was singing it, guys. How'd you not know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Silly us.
But I feel like they all sound like this.
But she needs like pop anthems. I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, and every band has done that. Every band who's like super loyal and they crank out some really great success with producers. Eventually, you go and you find somebody new who inspires you to kind of go in a different direction. I'm not you know hating on anybody.
Yoo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, Dad, you nailed it.
Yeah, but what if it has nothing to do with Jack and it's all her?
You're the only one of you.
There you go. Maddie Healy, who is the guy from what?
1975.
So that, I guess, is Taylor's ex-boyfriend. So she, I guess, threw a couple diss lines in one of her tracks off the new album against Maddie Healy, because I guess he has said in the past that the one thing he couldn't live without is his typewriter. Mm-hmm. So here's a little bit of Taylor Swift. You left your typewriter at my apartment, straight from the tortured poet's department. I think some things I never say, like who uses typewriters anyway. Oh, damn. Well, I mean, who's fun somebody for using the typewriter? Like,
that's how Ross wrote his entire memoir.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I did write two chapters of my memoir on a computer that every time I hit the M, the key popped off.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's so annoying.
So here's Maddie Healy. They caught up with Maddie Healy and asked him what he thought of his diss track.
Hey, Matt, how would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
Oh, damn.
Oh, 30 others.
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one, then.
Oh, damn.
No follow-up questions?
No. What else are you going to say other than, you know, I think it's good. It's probably good. I'm assuming it's good. It's great, right? You can't say anything. You can't say, you just wait, right?
Yeah.
Like,
wait for these bars.
That's like, what are you going to do? You just have to take it.
I'm going
to bring up
career.
The typewriter. Right? You just have to take it. If Taylor Swift writes
I get my hands on this new typewriter.
Bro, you just have to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
That's it, right? He's the guy that said all that awful stuff about
people. He did.
Yeah, I got you. He sort of had it coming to him, I guess. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Joe Biden. Do we have time for Joe Biden?
Always.
So, oh man, poor Joe Biden.
What happened now? Did
so,
he fall?
No, he's doing a press conference and he's trying to, you know, rile up the crowd and everything else. And in his teleprompter, they had him say the words, four more years, right? And then in the teleprompter, they just wrote pause because they knew the crowd was going to react.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to read pause.
Tell me Joe Biden did not read the word pause.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years, pause.
Four more years, four more years, four more years.
That's the president of the United States.
He actually said pause twice.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Jesus. That's amazing.
That is the president of the United States.
Yes. Four more years. Pause. The
Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Where are we here?
Hey, did you hear this guy from Brampton who they arrested again after he already had five lifetime driving bans?
What?
So this is from Peel Police.
Brampton?
Called him the most a prolific offender with five lifetime driving bans and over 30 charges, and he was arrested again. He's already been convicted of 35 criminal code and 8 provincial offense acts since 2017. These include nine counts of operating a vehicle while prohibited, 2 counts of impaired operation, failing to stop at an accident, and theft of a motor vehicle. The new charges include theft of a motor vehicle, 2 counts of operating while prohibited, and 6 counts of breaching probation. 41-year-old Nirmal Singh is now in the custody of Toronto police. 5 lifetime driving bans.
Brampton, come get your mans.
That's quite the record.
Listen, and people are always like, yo, Mocha, how can you keep going in on Brampton and Brampton drivers? Prime example right there, Mr. Singh.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play you this clip of Lisa Vanderpump going off on Jax Taylor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I guess Jax Taylor.
This is going to talk about your boyfriend here.
Well, he's trashing the show, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't like that.
He already said that Lisa was a prop on the show, and then she went off on him for that. But I guess Jax Taylor was at a viewing party, and he was sitting in a bar, and he had a microphone. Like, he was live commentating as this was going on.
Yeah.
And there's a clip in here in Lisa's response where he's just yelling out in the bar, talking about how the show is all scripted, and he should know, and everything else. So it starts off, this clip is a little bit of Lisa, then a clip of Jax Taylor in that bar, and then Lisa Vanderpump's response to Jax Taylor.
Jax made some headlines recently by watching Vanderpump Rules and shouting out every moment that he thought was scripted.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous for him to say scripted. Nobody could write a script like Vanderpump Rules. Oh my goodness. Maybe what Jack says is scripted. Maybe he sits at home in his little bedroom and writes his own script. What the hell do I know? Anyway, for the most part, anything Jack says doesn't make any sense to me.
Damn, in your little bedroom.
Little bedroom out there trashing your own show.
It's real to me, damn it.
He'll be off the show soon.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Joe Biden, I want to go back to that clip of Joe Biden. So he was reading the teleprompter and he was supposed to do like a 4 more years, and then the crowd was supposed to erupt. But the people who wrote a script for him were like, 4 more years, pause, because they knew the crowd was going to get involved. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to read the word pause, but Joe does.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years, pause.
4 more years,
And then you got all the old guys in the crowd.
Oh, God.
Trying their best to scream out in support.
And I got
to
play you this, too, because this
imagine
is...
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years, pause.
Poor guy. Well, he says pause, too. Yeah. He can't.
Oh, I got something even better than that.
Oh, no.
So there's a whole new firestorm that is erupting. So the White House had to come out and admit that Joe Biden was lying when he suggested that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. So they said President Biden highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those who we send to war. So he was at some event and he was talking about his uncle Bozy. I'll play the clip in a second. Where he says that during World War II, his uncle was shot down and eaten by cannibals.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Joe.
Okay.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
R.I.P. Uncle Bozy.
Okay. So now the Prime Minister of New Guinea has chimed in, James Marape. So it's not so much I'll read you the statement. And to me, it reads a little bit, it's not so much, hey, man, that's not true, as it is, why you got to bring up old stuff. So let me read you what he said. He said, President Biden's remarks may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such. Papua New Guinea shouldn't be seen as cannibals because of our past history. We are part of modern civilization.
Wait, so it did happen? Yeah. Like, what you're saying then?
Sounds to me
right?
Like he's upset that he snitched.
Yeah, what you're saying is it happened, but we've changed since then.
Yes.
Or at least some of us have.
Like, I understand maybe you're struggling to get rid of certain stereotypes
totally.
Of your history, but that's this, not saying.
Uh-huh, this doesn't help.
Right? Like, it's like, why are you bringing up the old stuff?
Uh-huh.
Right?
R.I.P. Uncle Bozy.
Poor Uncle Bozy. So did he or didn't he? I think that's the question. I'm sure this was a story that the Bidens have told forever since World War II. Yeah. Oh, Uncle Bozy shut down over Papua New Guinea.
What happened to Uncle Bozy?
Cannibals got him.
Yeah, let me tell you, kids.
Yeah, I'm sure that this is just a family story that they tell, and he's probably told this story of Uncle Bozy so many times that he tells it in front of microphones, right? But I guess maybe...
Not I guess, maybe, yes.
Right?
The answer is yes.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, as if we don't have to worry about enough in our lives. Now we got to worry about hammerhead worms. Have you seen these worms?
No.
Hammerhead
worms. This is why I don't live in Australia, because of stuff
like
this.
Oh, it's in Australia?
No, it's here. Oh. It's an invasive and toxic worm that can grow up to 3 feet long.
Ew.
It's made its way to Ontario. With sightings across the GTA,
this is so gross.
Gardeners and pet owners are being warned. Gardeners, you're asking if you're doing any digging in your garden to gross. Wear gloves. They're from Asia. And the worm's toxicity, they say, is a paralyzing toxin made of the same molecule that pufferfishes use, which are one of the most poisonous in the world. However, they say it isn't really harmful to adults. It might create a rash or some sort of reaction in young children, but they can be a big of a... the problem is that they eat all the other worms, the good worms that are doing good stuff for the soil and everything else. And these things are like 3 feet long and toxic. And so they want you to now wear gloves if you're digging around in the garden.
Maria has a question.
What, are they harmful to dogs? Because I'm worried about Romeo's paws.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how harmful, but like maybe rashy harmful, maybe not great for dogs, right? But it's a 3-foot worm with a hammerhead.
Yeah, it looks disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Ew, it's gross.
Right? I don't want a 3-foot worm. I don't want to encounter a 3-foot worm. That's too big of a worm.
Worms are just gross.
Yeah. I mean, I can deal with a small worm, right?
Well, it's good to know.
They do their thing. It's no big deal. They're in your life. You make peace with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Real bad man.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.